It was carrying more than the 1,200 people selected to be the lucky colonists. It was carrying the hopes of an entire nation.
But the only information the Company of Scotland had about Darien was from a pirate surgeon called Lionel Wafer, who claimed he knew the Caribbean like the back of his hand and had convinced them the place was paradise. The climate was mild, he said, the soil fertile, and the natives friendly. They were also vain, spending much of the day combing their long hair. So naturally, the ship's cargo included combs, thousands of them. And the rest of the ship's cargo says something about the conditions they were expecting to encounter. Crate loads of catechisms and Bibles for converting the pagans, 1,400 hats, an even greater supply of wigs. The Darienites were expecting to live like lairds of the lagoon. But before the ship got anywhere near Darien, the dream had turned into a nightmare. 40 crew and passengers died on the long voyage. And when they found their golden island, it was, of course, a mosquito-infested swamp. The natives did not, it seemed, want their combs or anything else